It is 10 a.m. on May 10th, 2026. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers and mothers-to-be. Welcome to episode 19 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SF Athletics, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. Also, today is the last day of the Listener Appreciation Week 2026, where I appreciate you for listening to independent music and stories from underrepresented organizations that are rarely, if ever, addressed by major media outlets, which are being more consolidated than ever. One caveat today is there is another technical difficulty in the CJSF on your studios as computers 2 are not working. So everything will be from computer 1 until computer 2s are accessible by the keyboard. First up today is Luke Titus from What Was Will Grow a Flower with Nature's Eternal. After some delays, just a minute, please. With Nature's Eternal. Nature's Eternal from Luke Titus from What Was Will Grow a Flower. Next up is the Ting Ting's Home. The tune is Mind Thunder. Just a minute, please. Once again, the computers 1, computers 2. Computers 2 are down right now. Just a minute, please. Here is Mind Thunder.
Ooh. We don't know if we'll sink or float, but we'll save our money then we buy a boat. We'll try to let it go, free ourselves, and if you know, you know. They say modern life isn't very fair, but all around there's water in the air. Back to where we began, it makes me cold, it makes me warm again. Weather gets rough, you're tired and you're stuck, you think that you're failing, but we've got enough. When the storms begin, I bet you we're sailing. When wind and rain is the only sound, though we can't see anyone else around, that's alright, we know they're there, but sometimes alone we want to stay. Now in the distance there is just a light, it's mesmerizing every single time. We can never reach it, but our lives are in between it, don't you know?
Today is the last day of the CJSF's 2026 Listener Appreciation Week, where I appreciate you for listening to CJSF for the last six decades for underrepresented grassroots voices such as SFU Athletics, which will take center stage now. Four events were on tap for May 4th. The Red Leaves Women's Golf started in the NCAA Division II West Regional Women's Golf Championships at Pueblo Country Club in Pueblo, California, where all tee times were at or around 8:30 a.m. Later on, both SFU track and field teams started in the GNAC Outdoor Track and Field Championships at Recreation Complex in Ellensburg, Washington, home of the Central Washington Wildcats, with the women starting at 10 a.m. in the long jump and the men's commencing in the discus at 10:30. I will mention the top 8 results for the Red Leaves, the cutoff for points and preliminaries for finals events, with the distances in meters, times in minutes and seconds. In the women's long jump, Jaslyn Nagra leaped 5.29 for 8th with 1 point. In the men's javelin throw, which was the SFU men's first event at 1:15 p.m., Thomas McDonald hurled 53.94 for 7th with 2 points. In the men's high jump, Lupo Banks sprung 1.99 in a four-way tie for second with 5.75 points, only behind Tate Herber with 2.05 of Western Washington, as preliminaries occur for most of day one afternoon in the GNAC Outdoor Track and Field Championships. And the SFU Athletics website capped off May 4th by announcing Kevin Harms as the new head coach for the Red Leaves Board of Red Leaf Men's Soccer, replacing Clint Schneider, who is now an advancement officer in SFU's athletics and recreation. Harms was the SFU Men's Soccer full-time assistant coach since December 2014, where he was responsible in recruiting, tactical development, training methodology, scheduling, and team travel. Since Kevin Harms' arrival, the Red Leafs Men's Since Kevin Harms' arrival as the Red Leafs men's soccer's assistant coach, SFU won four Great Northwest Athletic Championships, playing in the NCAA tournament in 2016, 2017, 2018, 2023, as the Red Leafs men are 106-49-20. Before his time as a coach, Kevin Harms, born in Johannesburg, South Africa, but raised in Vancouver, was a professional soccer player, playing his first pro games with Tromso IL, I believe is 2003, at the highest level in Norway, followed by playing for the Vancouver Whitecaps of the United Soccer League for 2 years, 1 year in the FC Nitra in Slovakia, moved on to the Major League Soccer, the highest level in North America, with the LA Galaxy in 2007-08, the Toronto FC the next season, helping the team to win the Canadian Crown in 2009, and back to the Vancouver Whitecap FC in 2011, and finishes playing career in 2013 with the San Antonio Scorpions, which played in the North American Soccer League, but became the San Antonio FC, where he became a talent scout and became an academy coach for the Vancouver Whitecaps FC. For reference, the SFU Athletics website announced the hiring of Kevin Harms as the new men's soccer head coach back on December 17th, according to my show script for December 21st. 2025. Three events were on tap for the Red Leafs on May 5th as the women's golf and both track and field teams completed their respective events. First with the SFU women's golf as they competed in the NCAA Division II Regional Women's Golf Championships. Oh, now Serato's back. Just a minute, please. Just have to move it. Sorry about that. Serato, for some reason, just shut down, actually. So that was a blunder. Now things are somehow semi-normal. Where was I at? First with the SFU Women's Golf, as they completed the... Okay. First with the SFU Women's Golf as they competed in the NCAA Division II Regional Women's Golf Championships at Pueblo Country Club in Pueblo, California, where the tee times for round three were at or around 10 a.m. and the Red Leafs fired 95 over par, 947 strokes for 10th among 18 teams, led by Mira Minhas with 20 over par, 233 strokes in a four-way tie for 24th. Anaya Bandel with 25 over par, 238 strokes in a four-way tie for 41st. Dana Smith with 28 over par, 241 strokes in a three-way tie for 55th. Cadence Coe with 30 over par, 243 strokes in a tie for 61st with Chloe Serkin of Dallas Baptist University. And Izzy Ferguson with 32 over par, 245 strokes in an 8-way tie for 64th. Cal State San Marcos won the team crown after firing 55 over par, 907 strokes, led by Avery Foster with 11 over par, 224 strokes, 7 ahead of the runner-up Baptist University, which were led by Ella Cheek with 3 over par, 216 strokes to win the individual crown, 8 strokes ahead of Avery Foster of CSUSM. In the NCAA Division II Regional Championships at Pueblo Country Club in Pueblo, California, where SFU finished 9th among 18 teams after firing 95 over par, 947 strokes. And the Red Leafs track and field teams capped off May 5th by completing the Chinook Outdoor Track and Field Championships at Recreation Complex in Ellensburg, Washington, home of the Central Washington Wildcats, where the women started in the triple jump at 10 a.m. and the men's commenced in the triple jump at noon. I will mention the top 8 results for SFU, the cutoff for preliminaries for finals events. In the women's triple jump, Donfo Abeka leaped 11.25 for 5th with 4 points, and Jason Negra sprung 10.78 for 6 with 3 points. In the men's triple jump, Danish Adams sprung 14.41 for 3rd with 6 points. In the women's 4x100 relay, the quintet of Serena Kennedy-Hailu, Charlotte Bosma, Alex Barley, Kalinda Chatwin, and Claire Bosma bolted in at 46.03 for 3rd with 6 points. Among 8 teams, the quartet of Liam Barnes, Liam O'Donnell, Adrian Law, and Jacob Hall triumphed in the men's 4x100 relay at 40.46, 0.3 seconds ahead of the runner-up Seattle Pacific among 8 teams. Rhea Matanovich won the women's 1500 at 430.16 for 10 points, followed by Rachel Watkins at 432.51 with 6 points, and Selin Tasmir at 440.58 for 6 with 3 points. In the men's 1500, Benjamin Shonin clocked in at 353.83 for 7th with 2 points. In the women's 800-dash final, Charlotte Bosma charged in at 54.27 for 3rd with 6 points. Kalinda Chatwin triumphed in the women's 100 final at 12.04, 10 points, followed by Alex Barley at 12.21 for 4th with 5 points. In the men's 100-dash final, Jacob Hall bolted in at 10.51 for 4th with 5 points, followed by Liam O'Donnell at 10.61 for 6 with 3 points. Rayan Matanovic triumphed in the women's 800 final at 206.38 for 10 points, followed by Veronica D at 207.42 for 2nd with 8 points, Stephanie Miller at 212.78 for 5th with 4 points, and Arden Mathis at 217.56 for 8th, which was also the last with a point. Colton Plummer won the men's 800 final at 149.83 for 10 points, followed by Aiden Good at 152.21 for 3rd with 6 points, Mark Molina at 152.64 for 5th with 4 points, Mary Rocola at 155.76 for 6th with 3 points, and Yale O'Connor at 159.34 for 7th with 2 points. In the men's 200-dash final, Jacob Hall charged in at 21.98 for 6th with 3 points. In the men's 5,000 run, Benjamin Shonin clocked in at 15.19.89 for 5th with 4 points. In the women's 4x400 relay, the quartet of Arden Mathis, Claire Bosma, Rhea Matanovic, and Charlotte Bosma ran in at 342.82 for 3rd with 6 points. In the men's 4x400 relay, SFU finished 6th at 319.09 with 3 points in the GNAC Outdoor Track and Field Championships at Recreation Complex in Ellensburg, Washington, home of the Central Washington Wildcats, where the Red Leafs women finished 4th with 68.75 points among 9 teams, and the Red Leafs men placed 4th with 83 points, also among 9 teams. Western Washington won both crowns with the women's amassing 254 points and the men's garnering 208.5 points, just 2 points ahead of the runner-up Central Washington. On May 6th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference announced its softball all-conference team for 2026, where 5 SFU players made a cut: pitcher Monica Bork, outfielder Lauren Luchtigheide for unanimous selections in the first team, catcher Lizzie Sugreve, first base Cassidy Affeldt in the second team, with Affeldt earning a unanimous selection, and shortstop Grace McMillan in the all-honorable mention. 3 events were on tap for May 7th. First, with the Red Leafs men's golf, as they started in the NCAA Division II West South Central Regional Men's Golf Championships on the reserve at Spano Park in Stockton, California, where the first tee times were at or around 7:30 a.m. And SFU started at 12:40 p.m. with Ben Buckner. Also during the morning of May 7th in Kelowna, Canada West announced its acceptance of SFU as a probationary member as the 18th conference member after earning over 75% approval from 17 other teams. But SFU's probationary acceptance into Canada West is contingent on the university's U Sports membership, which will be reviewed at the U Sports Conference and annual meeting between June 2nd and 4th in St. John's, Newfoundland. SFU's return to Canada West competition will be effective for the 2027-28 season, as the university's application was reviewed on a sport-to-sport process, as basketball, cross-country, indoor track and field, swimming, and wrestling were officially accepted. While the Red Leafs women's volleyball was initially rejected, other Canada West members are open to talks on inviting the women's volleyball in the future. Teams under the SFU Athletics umbrella will remain in the NCAA Division II for next season, the 2026-27 campaign. SFU, which competed in Canada West between 2000 and 2010, will return to Canada West effective fall 2027 and renew regional rivalries such as UBC in Vancouver, Trinity Western in Langley, University of Fraser Valley in Abbotsford, Thompson Rivers University in Kamloops, UBC Okanagan in Kelowna, University of Northern BC in Prince George, and University of Victoria. Later on May 7th, the Red Leaf softball started in the 2026 GNAC Softball Championships in Ellensburg, Washington, the home of the Central Washington Wildcats, against the top seed St. Martin Saints at Gary and Bobby Frederick Field in Ellensburg, Washington. With the first pitch at 2:30 p.m., St. Martin's scored 3 runs in the bottom of second. SFU jumped ahead in the top of fifth on Cassidy Affel's grand slam to the right off Kayla Vaughn, who was yanked for Amanda Peterson, went up 5-3 on an Ava Heston's error against Hannah Houts, which allowed Annika Jensen to score from second to cap off a 5-run barrage in the fifth. And the Red Leafs overcame the Saints 1 run in the sixth to win 5-4, where both sides had 6 hits each, but St. Martin's made 6 errors to SFU's 2. The Red Leafs, which batted in 4 of 5 runs scored, were led by Cassidy Affeld, who went 1 for 4, 1 run scored, 4 runs batted in, Grace McMillan, who went 2 for 4, 1 run scored, and Ella Booth, who went 2 for 2, 1 run scored, as Monica threw another complete game win. As Monica Bork threw another complete game after allowing 4 runs, 3 earned with 6 hits, improving to 11-14. The Saints, which batted in 3 of 4 runs scored, were led by Shelby Lawson, who went 1-for-4, 1 run scored, 1 run batted in, Genesee Lopez, who went 1-for-3, 2 runs batted in, and Alyssa Dewey's, who went 2-for-3, 1 run scored, as Kayla Vaughn suffered a loss after allowing 4 runs, 2 earned with 5 hits in 4 innings, as she got no outs in the 5th, falling to 13-6. 5 events were on tap for May 8th. The SFU Men's Golf resumed in the NCAA Division II West-South Central Regional Championships on the reserve at Spanos Park in Stockton, California, where the tee times started at or around 7:30 a.m., and the Red Leafs teed off at or around 10 a.m. with Ben Buckner. Also around 10 a.m., the Red Leafs softball played their second game of the 2026 GNAC Championships against the second seed Western Washington Vikings. With the score 4-2 Western Washington in the top of fifth, SFU's Cassidy Ethel tied the game with 1 swing, a 2-run jack off Alana Wartala, and the home run opened floodgates to a 5-run rally in the inning for a 7-4 lead. The Red Leafs tacked on 2 more runs in the top of seventh, which more than offset the Vikings' 1 run in the bottom half. And the 4th seed SFU won 9-5 over the 2nd seed Western Washington, as the Red Leafs outhit the Vikings 13-8 and SFU made 5 errors to Western Washington's 2. The Red Leafs, which batted in 6 of 9 runs scored, were led by Grace McMillan, who went 2-for-3, 1 run scored, 3 runs batted in, Ella Booth, who went 2-for-4, 1 run scored, Cassidy Affeld, who went 2-for-4, 1 run scored, 2 runs batted in, McKenna Simmons, Hannah Houts, who went 2-for-4, 1 run scored each, and Ray Bates, who went 3-for-4, 1 run scored, 1 run batted in, as Monica Bork threw another complete game win, allowing 5 runs, 3 earned, with 8 hits to improve to 11-14. Let me take a look. Sorry about this. I thought it was... Sorry. The record could be wrong, actually, because the original game was 11-4. The original Monica Bork record on May 8th was 11-14. Just a minute. Also, chances are there will be additional commentary on the there will likely be additional commentary in the second half. Just a minute. Oh, I think the regular season record was 11-14 for Monica Bourque, actually. Sorry about that. Where was I? Sorry. 11-14. Meanwhile, the Vikings, which batted in 3 of 4 runs. Meanwhile, the Vikings, which batted in 3 of 5 runs scored, were led by Emma Joy Wise, who went 2 for 4, 1 run scored, 2 runs batted in, and Rachel Traxler, who went 2 for 2, 1 run scored, as Alana Ortala took the loss in a complete game, yielding 9 runs, 6 earned, with 13 hits. As SFU punched their ticket to the 2026 GNAC Softball Championship game. 2 elimination games followed after the Red Leafs win on May 8th, as the top seed St. Martins bested the third seed Northwest Nazarene 9-7, and the second seed Western Washington looted St. Martins 12-4 as the Vikings punched their ticket to the championship game. Furthermore, on May 8th, the SFU Athletics website announced the hiring of Shay Dinshaw for the Red Leafs women's basketball, replacing the legendary Bruce Langford. Dinshaw, who hails from Victoria, BC, started her coaching career in June 2016 as a graduate assistant with University of Washington, an NCAA Division I program competing in the Pacific 12 Conference, during which the Huskies made the Sweet 16 tournament led by Kelsey Plum, who went to the WNBA, as Shay Dinshaw completed her Master's of Education degree in Intercollegiate Athletic Leadership. Dinshaw returned home in fall 2018 to become an assistant for the UVic Vikes, moved to Toronto Metropolitan University in 2021, where Shay Dinshaw worked with the Bolt head coach, Carly Clark, as the TMU Bolt had an undefeated season in the Ontario University Athletic Conference and a U Sports crown in the 2021-22 season. In the last two seasons, Dinshaw was a head coach for the Brock University Badgers, which also compete in the OUA of U Sports, and led the Badgers to a 40-21 record with a 30-14 mark in conference play. And the SFU swimming with women's soccer capped off May 8th as they announced its athletes' GPA. First, with the swimming, with the men's earning 2.95 and the women's 3.29. via its Facebook and Instagram pages. Now, with the women's soccer as its Instagram page, announced their spring GPA to be 3.30, where 6 student-athletes earned places in the Dean's Honor Roll with GPAs 3.5 or greater. Abby Simpson in business, Alyssa Clark, Chelsea Croak, Francesca Rowan in health science, Keelan Meg Olensky in psychology, and Tara Gunnara in kinesiology. I will be back after some PSAs.
Hi everyone, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, as well as the host of Analog Archives at 6 p.m. on Thursdays. I really appreciate and admire my listeners because my show Analog Archives is all about exploring the underrepresented and lesser known records and tapes within the CJSF archive, and I love that I have listeners that are as nerdy and interested in that aspect of the station as I am. So thank you for tuning in.
My name is Magnus Tewald. I've hosted many shows here at CJSF over the years. And I think the best thing about our listeners is that they're out there listening, that you're out there listening. Without listeners, radio wouldn't really have a purpose, and what we're doing wouldn't have a purpose. We're here for you, and you're the best thing about CJSF. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to the second half of episode 19 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show.